Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Hey guys, how you doing? I hope your 2 weeks went well. I missed you dearly, but I've got a lot of stuff going on, like resources and sources, and oh God, it's just amazing. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I brought to you all my thoughts about sources, and then God showed me, hey, yes, I'm the source, and yes, I bring you the resource, but you already have the resource, Teresa. What are you doing? And I know that because as I pray and I talk to God, but here's the other part of it. You have the resource too. Not only do you have the source to pray to God, your resource comes in that Bible. That is your resource. Anything you're looking in life, you've grabbed it. You've got it. If you haven't dusted off that Bible, then you need to dust off that Bible because your source is God, but your resource is that Bible. And I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to do the best I can because I can't read the words to you because I can't see, and listening to it is so difficult. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes and all the things that are going on in my life and the resources that have been amazing. But I want to bring you to the book of John this week. I want you guys to start reading the book of John, one chapter a week, one chapter a day, if possible. Even if you only read one chapter and you stay in that chapter for a few days to really digest what God is telling you, you know, because that's what I've done. I'm only at chapter 7 because I'm really every morning kind of like sitting with the word and going, all right, I understand this, but I need to know a little bit more. And I'm really digging a little bit deeper. But chapters 5 and 6, now 4 was really good, 1 is good, 3 is good, but 5 and 6 really showed me where God was saying, hey, yes, I'm your source, and yes, I'll bring you your resource, but you really have your resource. And it's Jesus talking about the resource, and it's God, and it's Jesus talking to the people. And if he's talking to those people, he's talking to you too. Just because this book has been written so many years ago, and these things happened so many years ago, you know, God's putting it in perspective, and we're great. We're blessed to have the resource. We're blessed to have the Bible. These people that are telling you where Jesus in the 40 days, he didn't have a Bible. He just had to know, you know, what was going on and know where those words were to fight off the devil. But we have the words, we have the resources. So we just need to, I want to encourage you to stay in the word, to read the word, to grab that Bible, because life will never be easy. God never promised us an easy life while we're here on earth, but he promises he would take care of all of us in every way. And we will go through struggles, but he's got us in his timing and his plan. So as I share that with you, I have to tell you, my friend Luke has a new podcast, or not a podcast, he has a new YouTube channel up. It's only the second week, so you haven't missed much. He comes to you every Monday with a little bit of encouragement. It's called, oh gosh, I hate this. He Stands Ministries, I think that's what it's called. Look up Luke Seibert, go to his webpage. He's doing some new stuff. He's got a new webpage with his blog posts and all that stuff. He's always writing. He's amazing. And he shares just a little bit of he doesn't share pretty much resources with you. He shares more about what God's plan is. I don't even want to share what he shares because it's so amazing. And I'd love you to subscribe to his channel on YouTube because he's got so many great things going on. And I'll put it in the show notes exactly what it's called. But that's a little bit on resources. I'm going to come back with you and share a little bit more with you because I've got to get that anchor segment going, and I'm going to share what's going on in my life. But resources, we have them as well. It's that Bible. It's Jesus. It's not only praying for the source, but the resource is there and he will guide you. So let me take a break and then I'll come back with a little bit more people that I know and some things that are going on and what's happening in my world. But I want to make this short and sweet so you guys can get on your day because I know I'm just rambling at this point. But I'm so proud of everyone and everyone who's listening and keep going. And I want to keep giving you encouragement because I want to be that motivator, but I more so want to teach you and be able to teach you what God wants me to share and show you that my life is hard, but you can do it too. And not because of just who I am, but God told me to share my life with the world so I could be used as a vessel to maybe make it easier for you. I really have no idea where God's taking me, but I want to be so faithful to God and learn everything I can. So let's go to that break and then we'll be right back. All right, guys, we'll be right back after this.
Do you have a story of a struggle that God has brought you through that you would like to share with the world? If so, Teresa Gufanti is inviting you to be a guest on her Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. If you're interested, please send an email to teresa-blessings@outlook.com to learn more. That's teresa-blessings@outlook.com.
Okay, guys, we're back from that break, and hopefully soon we get to the level to where I can get a new sponsor, because I don't know how to re-record that thing, that Anchor podcast, and I feel like I'm doing Groundhog's Day every time we listen to it, as a few people have shared with me. But it is a great sponsor. If you have thought about doing a Anchor podcast, you might want to give it a whirl and a try. So while I'm talking to you, while trying to get that Anchor podcast going, let me tell you, my life has taken many turns. Many things have happened. As I told you when I first started this, this was going to be a podcast about my life, my struggles, and then I wanted to interview others on their life and their struggles. Well, right now I am setting up, just so we have an update of what's going on. I do have some episodes or some people that I'm going to interview. Miss Jackie King Scott, I'm going to share a little bit with you about her, because I'd love for you guys to go check out her book and read it. She's got several, but the one I just got done reading was Secret of the Rose. It's a great romantic, fictional Christian book, and she's getting ready to write a sequel, the second part. It's Secret of the Rose. You've got to check that one out. She writes a few others, but the only one I have read is that. You know, Luke has written his books, and I'm getting ready to read Master of My Life, because I heard a great interview that he did with somebody, and it was a great interview, that the person interviews him really well. So as you check out Luke, go look up all things Luke, and I'm sure he'll share, you know, somewhere in his stuff, he'll have the interviews that he's done, and because he's such a great vessel for the Lord as well, and his sharing in his YouTube channel, and that, so that's all the kind of things. But what's really happening in my world, as I kind of shared a little bit with you, I'm learning Braille right now. I've learned it before, but now I'm really learning it even deeper and really studying it more to get it down so I can really learn, so I could use it like my eyes. I also have this program called JAWS, which is a blind software program. And what JAWS is an acronym for Job Access with Speech. So when people can't see and they want to use the computer, there's a few different programs they use, but one of the programs I've leaned on for years but never learned perfectly because I still had so much, there was a program called Zoom Text from AI Squared, which is now a part of the Respero company, which also owns Freedom Scientific. They merged themselves together to be one company. But so now I'm learning JAWS without my monitor to do everything without sight, because I really don't have much sight anymore. So I have to learn how to navigate the computer, because an iPhone works, and that's a whole different device. And there's iPhone stuff. It's just a different world when you lose your sight and become blind. And I'm now advocating for people in a lot of different ways, but I want to advocate for people to make sure that if they're blind and lose their sight or losing their sight, that they really start learning these skills before it's never too late. It's always great to learn something, because knowledge is power. Education is power. No one can ever take away your education and the knowledge you bring. So I'm now sitting down because I want to be able to come with you with what I've learned from the Bible and give you those verses. But sometimes it's good that I can't, because then it forces you to say, what was she talking about? And let me just go read the book of John. So, because God's got something for you. He's got something for me, but he's got something for you as well. So as last week or 2 weeks ago, I talked to you about resources. God dropped some amazing sources because of the resource that he is into my life. Again, God dropped a lot of amazing resources into my life because he is my source and I look to him. As I was struggling with the Braille but doing so well, the open book or talking book library isn't open right now, and I'm trying to get Braille books and Braille books. If you know anything about Braille books, they're huge. I got a Braille Bible, but just this week or 2 weeks ago, I put on my Facebook page, I finally got a Braille Bible, but a Braille Bible is 18 books long, so it's 5 feet in length. You need a large place to put your Braille books. So someone heard my cry and heard how I was struggling a little bit. Not really that I was crying, but on Clubhouse, and they donated for me to borrow their own, one of their Braille displays, so I could use till I can get my own and learn it to what the state what the rules are within the state and then buying you one, because I am working with the state as well to get back to working, to revamp, to get my life back in order. But it all takes work. So as I do this podcast, I've got to slow down with the podcast. I've got so many interviews, but I've got so much learning. And I also want to go to seminary school if that's what God wants for me. So right now it's a lot of education again. I'm revamping my life, as I have spoke before on Anne's podcast when I did the interview. I've always had to recreate my life over it with God's help. So as I'm doing that and learning the Braille and learning the JAWS without sight and not using my eyes as much, and I can tell you how Braille is so important, you know, just like people learn to read, you know, if you don't learn to read, then you're missing out. But just because you can hear doesn't mean that that takes care of that reading, because someone's reading to you. There's nothing like grabbing and touching a book and reading the words for yourself. Yes, listening to it's one thing, but literally breaking down a sentence and seeing what the sentence structure is and memorizing stuff for me is so much. So I'm taking a step back and learning all these amazing things and getting it all down pat just so I can be a better me, because I'm not done on this earth yet. God didn't take me, and I've got a lot to learn, a lot to do. I'm also saying, God, this is my life, is your life. So as I told him in 2006, I did it my way. It didn't work. So now you use me, God. So this is how he's using me. But I've got a lot of learning to do again. I'm hoping to get a job and find a job and do all that stuff as well. But it's whatever God wants. And it's, I take the steps and in his path and however that goes. But again, I don't want to talk about that, because we talked about sources and resources. Go check out my friend Luke for a whole different little bit of what he tells you last Monday that just passed in his YouTube channel. It's such a great thing. I'm so proud of him to be doing a YouTube channel and all the work that God's showing in his life. If you haven't checked out his podcast, you've got to check out the podcast I do with him to know who Luke Seibert is. Amazing young man for the Lord. A Job story all in one. I'm so proud of him. His mother, I know she's smiling all over the place because she's proud of all of her children, but she's an amazing mom too. So anyways, as I line up all the interviews and do this stuff and learn, I have to kind of call this blog more of a, we'll call this more like a diary, a journal, so you guys get to see where Struggling Blessed But Not Alone is, but the host, what she's going through. And then I will interview some others, and there's people, and but it's just getting all that stuff together while I'm learning and getting all this knowledge and wanting to teach you or help you through the journey more of just using my life as that vessel for the Lord. So that's where we go. I'm going to stop rambling because I ramble so well, but I've got a lot. I've got a cup of coffee in my hand. I hope you're enjoying your cup of coffee this morning, if it's morning for you. If it's afternoon, just be safe. If you've taken me on the road with you, thank you for letting me be in the car with you and listening to my ramble. But I pray all of you are doing well. Just know that no matter where your struggles are, what you're going through, God has never left you. He is by you. He is with you. No matter who's rejected you, who didn't want you, just know also Jesus was rejected. And look what God did for his son. And he created all of us because he loves us so much, and he created the world. There's so much more to that, guys. But grab your Bible, dust it off, go start reading, and let God direct you, because that is your resource of the for the world. And the promises are all there. Some of them are conditional and some of them are not. So let's go to prayer right now. And then I'm going to call it a week, and we'll hopefully come back in 2 weeks with another little bit of a word. And then so what's going on and what the next interview is. And go check out some, if you like to read, Jackie King Scott. She doesn't have it on Audible, but it is on the Kindle limited edition for that book if you can't see. But it is a great, great, great book. I enjoyed every minute of it. And then also Luke's books are a little bit, I think his book is on Kindle as well, and you can get a hard copy. And he does a signed copy if you go to Luke Seibert. If you buy a copy there, that's awesome. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. Let's go to prayer, and then I'll close this out and have a blessed week, guys. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being on the throne and letting me kneel down to your feet every day and say, Father, how can you use me? How can I be used as a vessel for you? Rather, how can the people that are listening feel comforted and safe with you, God? Please keep a hedge of protection, not because of who I am, but because of who you are. Please keep them, hold them, care for them. Let them know that no matter what I say, it's not because of who I am. I'm just a child like all of them of yours. And I know if you've got me, you've got them in the palm of their hands, Father. So Please direct them, help them through their struggles. Let them know that you're there for them, just like you're there for me. And you will not come. I know you will not come a day late or a dollar shy. And I thank you. And I thank you for putting your son on the cross for our sins to save us, you know, so we can have everlasting life. And I just pray that anyone listening really goes and really understands that you are the source, but you also are the resource. You really have the resource for us, but you also will give us the correct resources through make it through this life. And we have those promises that we can lean on. So I thank you for all of that, Father. And I just thank you for everything that you do. Hopefully you help us end this COVID really soon and just the scaredness of what's going on in this world. And we all learn to just bow down to you and know that you did not create this world for evil. You create it for good. And we just all need to realize that you are there for us, Father. I thank you for everything in your son's glorious name. And thank you again for putting him on the cross for my sins and for giving me grace and mercy for all of that, Father, for my listeners as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, I know I rambled way, way much, but I hope I kept it short. May God keep you. May God hold you until we speak again. I know there's a hedge of protection over you because of God loves you so much that you are not alone in this world. We may be struggling. We're blessed, but we are definitely not alone because God is on our side. Have a great and wonderful week. And until I talk to you again, bye-bye. And please share this episode with your friends, like the episode, and keep following so you'll get the latest version or my latest episode. Have a blessed and wonderful day again.
Stop button.
Hey everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Cafanti. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.